Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
What's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light to burn them in the sun like the vampires that they are. Yes, today won't be no different. We got some news and... Ah! There you go. That's the show prep. That is the news stack we got going on today. First one to start off today was... today is March 28th, 2011. I am amped. I am amped. I am excited to be on the air with you today. How are we? How are we doing today, everybody? Like to give a big shout out to Dive Man, Lexi, Truth, Christy, Anon, and Mikey, who's on the line right now. I'm gonna bring him up soon. Yeah, first one to bring up the End the Fed protest, which is the End the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve, as some of you may know, is not a government agency. It is a privately owned bank that has been commissioned unconstitutionally back in 1913 to print our money and has been printing it and making up financial policies which has bankrupt this country and has kept us in a false state of prosperity for far too long, and now the bubble is about to burst, and now a lot of people are starting to know it. So Anonymous, there's a group, I guess a fringe movement within the Anonymous movement. As some of you may know, the Anonymous movement is based on the same people that the hackers that hack into websites of people who they deem as either trolls or just not good people. In fact, they recently shut down the website to the Westboro Baptist Church, the people that go around protesting funerals of dead soldiers. They've also shut down the Visa website, the PayPal website, doing that orbital hacking thing where they turn millions of computers into bots. Yes, Guest, how you doing, Guest? We got Russ Dove in the chat room. So anyway, they had a protest called Operation Empire State Rebellion, which was supposed to be a better version of the End the Fed protests that are usually set up by the 9/11 Truth Movement and by the Ron Paul retards, the Rontards, as I like to call them. Now, I'm not trying to be derogatory, but hey. The tea baggers. Yes. But, you know, hey, they always set up these protests against the Fed on the weekends when the Federal Reserve branches are closed. There are many branches, especially on the East Coast, and they're closed on the weekends, especially here in downtown New York City, where the where Wall Street, all those financial institutions in downtown Manhattan, that area is a ghost town. That area is a ghost town. There is no one working on the weekends. The Federal Reserve is closed. So any amount of protesting is saying that
retarded,
it's not
worthless.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to be nice, but okay. But
I've been trying to be nice to people, but I've gotten angry. I'm mad about this thing going on in Libya.
Well, I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna get to that. Slow your roll, Spanky. Slow your roll.
Okay.
Okay. But so I decided to go out to one of this protests that was set up again by Anonymous, and you know, do my part, because hey, I'm against the Federal Reserve as much as the next freedom-loving patriot of this country that is aware. But only 3 people showed up. So I decided to get on Twitter, www.twitter.com. In fact, I'm thinking of starting my own mini blogging website called Titter, because, you know, Daddy likes some titters. I like titters. So you can't be mad at me if I like titters. So I decided to get on Twitter, and I was like, not enough people showed up to the end of Fed. I guess it was just talk. If this country falls, blame yourselves. And it's true. I mean, come on, 3 people. And even us 3 people, we were doing a good act. It was just a street action. It wasn't a protest. It was just, you know, we were people coming up. People were just talking about the Illuminati. People are aware that the Federal Reserve is criminal. In fact, we had a lot of the Federal Reserve's own employees coming out and telling us how criminal they are. In fact, some guy came out and said that the United States, defunded this, not the SEC, the CFTC, which the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Those are the people that have more balls than the SEC, the Security Exchange Commission. Those are the guys that go after the Bernie Madoffs. So, I mean, we got guys telling us that. So I'm going to be looking into that for you guys, and going to be posting that soon on the website. So, I mean, all in all, it wasn't, it really wasn't a bad thing, but there weren't enough people. Who gives a leaf says people here don't care. They really don't.
If I lived there, I would totally have joined you, but I am not for the whole concrete jungle thing. I love where I live with all the trees and the mountains surrounding me too much. And
yeah, well, you know, that's all fine and dandy. That's all fine and dandy. But you know what? People say, oh, people over here don't care. Well, you're going to care when the shit hits the fan and you can't fucking feed yourselves, and we got UN troops running around raping people like they do in Africa.
Yeah.
Like they, and if you don't believe me, Google it. Blue helmet pedophile rings. You know, making child pornography off the UN's dime. Ha ha ha! That's the biggest joke, right?
Gotta love them, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and then, and there are already reports that there are foreign troops training on U.S. soil. What do you think they're here for? Yes, for economic unrest when they finally decide to shut off shit and you know, throw everyone into economic turmoil. It's going to happen. I mean, the signs are already pushing. And, you know, again, 3 people were there. One guy was there since 7:30 in the morning, standing out in the cold for just 2 people to show up who give a damn. And everyone, you see everyone online, Everyone online, yeah, we gotta protest, we gotta end the Fed. Yes, the Federal Reserve is bad. You know what? In baseball, when I played Little League, when one person didn't show up, there was a forfeit. When you people don't show up and claim to love this country, you forfeit this country.
I don't love this country, but I would have showed up.
Well, look.
These people don't have enough balls to even make a YouTube video because Big Brother is going to see them. Well, I got news for you, everybody. Big Brother is seeing you type in the text. Big Brother knows who you are. Big Brother listens to your little phone calls that you make and everything. So, you know what? The cat's out of the bag. They know who you are. If they enable these FEMA camps, you're going anyway, so you might as well say something.
Yeah, the people care just about the wrong things. UN troops are the suppliers of the war supplies we need if they show up here. LOL. Okay. So, no, I mean, like, look, this on this website, the website that was supposed to coordinate this the protest, the End the Fed protest, it's ampstatus.org. Ampstatus.org. And, you know, out of my frustration, when I got home, I decided to comment this. Where the fuck were you cunts in New York City? There were just three of us, goddamned pussies. You goddamn pussies. Goddamn all you brave people. Let me guess, some of you gonna make excuses and try to make big bad threats over the net. You know, and this really just fucking angered me because everyone's talking a big game on how, yeah, we're going to take them down. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. You know, it reminds me of that Amy Allen song. I will start a revolution if I could get up in the morning.
Weekend rebels and text revolutionaries, you know.
You're not going to win the revolution with fucking Twitter and Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Not in America. That shit might work in the fucking Middle East with those pussy-ass dictators, but not over here. We're going to have to get fucking hardcore over here.
It works over there because over there, when they use it as a medium for something physical that they're actually going to do.
Yeah.
We use it to just run our mouths, and that's it.
Yeah, we got Lexi in the chat room. She's like snore. She's putting the snore thing. This is boring me. I'm sorry. We're not talking about Justin Bieber. We're not talking about any. We're talking about shit with substance. If you don't like it, then I'm sorry. You're bored. You know, you're just gonna leave towards the middle of the show anyway. So you know, I don't even see you. I mean, I hate to lose a listener, but you know, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm not entertaining you. I mean, you know, I'm sorry.
Come to Louis B's amusement park. We've got rides and all sorts of stuff to entertain you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like I said, actually, it's kind of funny you mentioned that. The Louis B arcade is about to open. I have Dance Dance Che Guevara Revolution. I have
No.
I have Whack a Liberal. I have
Why'd you say Che Guevara? I mean,
Che Guevara Revolution, yes.
Why?
So, get the joke. Get the joke. Just get the fucking joke. Che Dance Dance Che Guevara Revolution.
I know, but
We got Nicky Nix up in the chat room. Hi, Nicky Nix. Yeah.
I see lots of people in the Truth Movement with his sticker and his face all over T-shirts, and he was just a communist subversive. No.
Yeah. Just get the fucking joke. Just get the joke. It's I'm not advocating. You know. Just damn. It's a funny thing to say. Dance, dance,
okay,
Che Guevara.
Okay, comrade Louie. Let's move on.
Yes. Okay, Dunka. Yes. All right. Moving on. Guess who has just been thrown out of the fucking closet, besides you, Mike? There's a book coming out that's shoving Gandhi out of the closet, so I guess the real quote is, queer the change you want to be gay in the world. In fact, his famous look was said to be very fabulous. Mahatma Gandhi was bisexual and left his wife to live with a German Jewish bodybuilder.
That's true.
A controversial biography claimed Kallenbach was born in Germany, but immigrated to South Africa where he became a wealthy architect. By today's standards, it would mean designer. So
you can't tell me Mahatma Gandhi went and shacked up with...
He shacked up, according to this book, he shacked up with this gay German-Jewish guy for 2 years. They fell in love, and apparently this book gets very graphic on insertion.
Wow.
I mean, apparently Mahatma Gandhi was a degenerate, which actually further, in my mind, proves to me how much of a Freemason he was. I mean, he was an educated lawyer in England, and all lawyers that were trained in England were Freemasons. Is this for real,
or are you?
Yes, no, this is for real. Google the book Great Soul. In fact, it also claims that Gandhi was racist against black Africans, calling them uncivilized. So, I mean, my question is, I wonder how many 9/11 truthers are going to get pissed off when this comes out.
I'm going to have to look at this to make sure this isn't misinformation, because I've been protecting his reputation. People make misstatements about him, saying that he was a complete pacifist, but he did give directions to some people who were being oppressed to fight back, so...
Well, I mean, look, I mean, this was... I got this from the Jerusalem Times, so, I mean, of course, take this with a grain of salt. But, other than that, I've been finding, independent sources that Gandhi was a Freemason. And, I mean, of course, a lot of people who've listened to this show, the Freemason issue... I mean, the Freemason issue, it's black and white to me. I don't believe that there's any gray. If you know what's going on with Freemasonry and you still choose to be a Freemason, you're an enemy of the Republic. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Oh, I'm doing good. Of course, Freemasons are known for doing charitable things while in the background doing some fucking insane, you know, uber gay shit.
True. I mean, it wouldn't bother me much to find out that Gandhi was some type of closet homosexual, but I mean, I'm gonna have to research to see if this is true about him being a Freemason.
Oh,
all
dude,
that.
if this turns out to be true, dude,
yeah.
I'm gonna fucking find this completely hilarious, because a lot of truthers put that man on a pedestal for no reason.
Right.
And really, in a political movement, we don't need deities. I'm sorry, I do not deify any man. No, never. Hold on, we got Russ Dove. Russ, how you doing?
Hey, I like that last statement you made, Louis. Thanks for having me in.
Yes.
Well, first of all, real quick, this FEMA camp thing?
What FEMA
camp? So you were earlier commenting on the FEMA camps, and they're just going to put us away, and the Big Brother knows where we're at and all that, and they do, I'm sure. But this scare is, you know, this is like about the fourth time it's come out in my lifetime, and they ain't done it yet, so I doubt they're going to do it anymore.
I'm not trying to scare people. What I'm trying
no, no,
to
no.
do is tell them that if people are going to a FEMA camp, they're going to go anyway, because Big Brother knows who they are, and I'm just trying to get people to do something.
Yeah, absolutely, and yeah, I'm not arguing the point. I'm just saying it is, it's what they use to keep us in fear, and Libya is just another country telling the New World Order to fuck off because they aren't happy.
Wait! Don't jump ahead. I'm gonna get to that. Damn it! Holy crap!
I'm gonna talk about it for a minute. See how I am? Anyway. And I'll leave Gandhi to your discussion. I just agree with you. I bow to no man and take no homage of any man in any time in history, past, present, or future. Anyway, I'm listening.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reason why, especially, I'm kind of pissed off with deifying anyone, because anyone who I've ever viewed, almost everyone who I viewed as my hero, has always let me down. It's disappointed me and shown their true colors. So, I mean, deifying Gandhi, like, yeah, I'm a disciple of Gandhi. I believe everything Gandhi says. So I guess you believe in sucking dick. And being a Freemason and taking it up the keister in order to get your 33rd degree.
Wouldn't be anything I would say anything about in general. Mm-hmm. I am more concerned if he is a Freemason. And, wow, I mean, we find out, I mean, when I got let down because I was one of the doofuses campaigning for Ron Paul during the primaries. And I found out he was a Freemason, and I mean, your world just comes crashing down when you deify these people, because almost every one of them are going to let you down.
Yeah, I mean, it started with, Alex Jones. I looked up to Alex Jones because he was the one that helped me wake up. Well, not helped me, but listening to him, put light the fire in me to learn more and wake myself up. But then it turns out that he's a scumbag, and then all these other people turned out to be scumbags, and people that you think are very, who will take the chances are really just doing it to be famous. Jack Blood! You tend to start getting, like, it's like, yeah, alright, fuck these people, you know? I'm my own fucking hero. You gotta start looking at yourself, start building up your own fucking morals, and realize what you're going to take, what are you gonna put up with, and, of course, the one statement that's true, be the change you wanna be. Yeah. Alright. I'm not gonna be some gay-ass Freemason.
People will get mad at me for this, but I think if everybody looks deep enough, they'll find that the Founding Fathers, themselves were Freemasons and probably involved in the mystery schools. Thomas Paine is an example. And I mean, finding out that all these people are criminals that we look up to, I've just totally...
Let's expand on that just a little bit, because I wouldn't argue the statement. But the reality of the time they were in, if we look at it 240 to 280, 300 years ago, we were absent of all of those things that all of us in existence today almost take for granted, okay? And life in that time was harsh. Everybody, if you didn't work, if you didn't have something, and you didn't have a lot of general knowledge, you didn't exist, okay? So we have to put things in the perspective of the time they were in. And one thing that is ever present from the diaries of that time was some working knowledge of the spirit realm. By however you want to define that, it was present. And
I'm not against spirituality in the least bit. I'm very spiritual. Okay. And
so
I believe in an eternal creator.
Take today's perspective of the twisted religions associated with those times, and then what I can confirm in my lifetime of the revisionist history based on what my grandfather taught me and some books that were written, the diaries that were written in the time period, that the nowadays history books, the stories are entirely different. So we have a tremendous amount of falsehood associated with all these times we talk about. All I would want us to retain from them was what we've just agreed upon, Mike, is that the spirituality, that's the unseen world, the spirituality is what I believe we should be focused on, instead of these trivial things that are brought to us from the external, and then even the confusion within our own belief systems internal. So at any rate, please,
okay,
I'm back to listening.
I'd just like to respond to that real quick, as fast as I can. These mystery schools that I mentioned briefly, even Freemasonry and all these secret societies, hijack the spirituality from their original pure world's religions, and they twist it into something wicked and and bad. Where once it was nature-based, and they just twisted into this manufactured thing of control. The reason that they had, I mean, back then, that the founding fathers, I mean, people had freedoms that we don't have now, is because this is a gradual plan, a very gradual plan, and they've taken time to do this. I think people like to forget that at the back of your dollar bill, at the bottom of the pyramid, the Roman numerals, where, if you know Roman numerals, says 1776, people forget that America and the Illuminati was found the exact same year. And I don't know why people like to forget that, and people don't like to mention the financier, probably a radical pre-Zionist named Chaim Solomon, who funded the American Revolutionary War. So, let me take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
Well, and Mike, I don't surmise that for a moment. What I recognize of the time period we're talking about, first of all, is that 98 to 99.9% of the people who came to this country in the founding days were all criminals from the crown. Okay, so that's a given. They were criminals. There isn't any question about it. But then again, today I'm born, raised American. Went through a lot of morphoses and changes. But by the emperor that's in current occupation of my government, I am a criminal. Now, we are so far down the road that somebody's going to knock on my door with guns and take me away for that crime, but it is still the case. I'm on one of those red-blue lists if they exist and have been for a number of years. And head-on with the Illuminati right now in ways that maybe someday we'll get a chance to really talk about, and to some degree, if you've been listening long enough, and follow, you'll see that it's already there. So I'm not questioning that. What the Founding Fathers did in the end with the creation of the Constitution is exchange with the crown chains of rusted steel for chains of gold, and they profited some. So at the same time, many of them died suffering terrible deaths because of the crimes they committed against the crown. So,
yes, but that's the case for a lot of puppets. They end up getting killed after their work's done.
And, all traitors are the first to die.
I mean, puppets get killed by the people who made them puppets.
Well, I mean even
at
today,
when their work's done. And if you read the Constitution very closely, you see clauses in there. You have this right except in the time of war, and treaties become law. And all these things where you want to go and smack them for ever thinking about putting them in there.
Well, but at the same time, this country has been in a state of emergency. The Constitution has been suspended by this government since Lincoln.
Okay, of course because that was the first part of the transitional plan.
But where we're at today is they're buying in commercialism. We are the engine that fuels commercialism. They know they can't kill the goose that lays the golden egg, but yet they must control it. Their confusion and their deceit will be their destruction. The best we can do is accelerate.
Ask you one more question.
The best way we can do that is with love.
One more question, and I'm dropping this topic because Louis has a lot of stuff to cover.
Damn,
absolutely, and I'll agree and move on.
Thank you.
But my one last thing I'd like to say on that is, each document for it to go into effect needs to have witness and signatories. Now, to the United States Constitution, you only had a witness sign it, and I believe that was George Washington. So, I mean,
you only have what?
Where are the a witness? You don't have any signatories to the United States Constitution that ever brought it into effect, technically.
Well, all the I would only say on everything that I've ever seen in my entire life is the Constitution with X number of signatures at the bottom of it.
You're talking about the Declaration of Independence. Totally different.
No, there's the Constitution. I have a Constitution hanging on my wall, and the image that I have of it there, it has signatures on it, the Constitution, and the Constitution. I'll double-check it, but I'm pretty confident that that's the picture I see. But at any rate, the Constitution truly has a certain, it's a double-edged sword. It's how it's implemented and used. When we, the people, govern our own affairs, it's a very useful tool. When we turn our governance over to someone else, it becomes the tool by which we are imprisoned. But those who created it knew that when they created it with the intent to imprison us. And we foolishly jump right into the top and say, oh, take me. Oh, I want that all. Bullshit.
Are you yelling?
And Mike, you got the last word.
Why are you yelling? Relax.
I was excited. I thought that sounded good. I'm sorry.
No,
I had a good time. Thank you.
Okay. Jesus. So, be excited, but don't act like you're going to be screaming for Allah in a couple seconds. Just
screaming
Jesus.
What?
Screaming for Allah in a few seconds. The Constitution.
There are signatures at the bottom of the Constitution. There was something I had been researching, and I found some type of technicality with it. And I'm going to have to go back so I know what the hell I'm talking about before I bring it up again.
No, that's cool, Mike. It could be true. It could be true. I wasn't there. Was any of us? I think it's more important.
There are signatures at the bottom.
What can we do to change it? But anyway, go ahead.
Dom, that was a good talk. What do you got next, big guy?
All right, well, since everyone was pushing for this and, and about to jump the gun, Libya, I did some research, because something about this whole Libyan war, kinetic military action, was bugging me. Why are they fucking with Libya now, of all time? They could have done something when Libya was actually a threat, or actually shooting rockets and stuff like that. But they didn't do anything. Well, and the people say, oh, this is just another war for oil. Anyways, especially U.S. officials are saying the Libyan operation could last months. But why are we in Libya? The Libyan government creates its own money, the Libyan dinar. Through the facilities of its own central bank, few can argue that Libya is a sovereign nation with its own great resources, able to sustain its own economic destiny. Again, the central bank of Libya is 100% state-owned, as opposed to our Federal Reserve, which is owned by, J.P. Morgan, other banking institutions. It's private owned. It's not owned by the United States. It's not, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency, as you guys know on the phone right now, as a lot of you know already. The world's globalist financiers and market manipulators do not like it and would continue their ongoing effort to dethrone Muammar Gaddafi, bringing an end to Libya as an independent nation. Really think about it, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why they can control their own economic destiny, because, yeah, they do got oil. So half of that assumption saying, oh, this is a war for oil, is incomplete. It's only half right. If it wasn't for the oil, Libya would not be able to be economically independent. So,
Gaddafi's a good guy, but he's done stuff to piss them off.
Yeah. The Rothschild banking system hates anything that can be controlled. Don't get me wrong. I agree with you, Mike. Gaddafi is a horrible dictator, but a sovereign nation should be respected nonetheless, you know?
It's none of our business.
Yeah, exactly.
He could be slaying people left and right. I know that's horrible, and as much as we want to see that come to end in the world, we can't stop that by going over there and killing people. And I don't think he's slaying people left and right. I don't think that we're given a true scenario of what's going on there at all.
Look, when you read reports of the rebels are being pushed by the Al-Qaeda. Hey, we got Caseism up in the chat room now.
Casey or
Caseism. I call him Caseism.
Okay.
Ooh, she's cute. We got a side note real quick. Casey, I got a picture for you. Riding my scooter from downtown to home, I passed by the Tsingtao Times and I took a picture for you. So, yeah, after the show, I'll be sending Casey a picture of the Tsingtao Times. That's a private joke between me and Casey, so sorry if you don't get it. In fact, this is an article that I got. I forgot where I should have. I remembered to save it. Yay. Yes. This is what I got from this article, because I was doing a little searching. Because something about the central bank and a lot of people that were coming up to us saying, you know, they're going after a lot of nations that don't have that are not connected with the central banking system of London. So that means Iraq, Iran. Yemen, that's why Yemen is speculated to be next. Anyways, I got this from marketsoracle.co.uk from the article Globalists Target 100% State-Owned Central Bank of Libya. Again, that is marketoracle.co.uk. In fact, let me copy and paste the link in the chat rooms.
If you're not connected to one of the Rothschild banks, you're going to get your ass shot.
Pretty much. So this is from the article here. When the smoke eventually clears from all the cruise missiles and cluster bombs, you will see the Allied reformers move in to reform Libya's monetary system, pumping it full of worthless dollars, priming it for a series of chaotic inflationary cycles. The financial structure and general operation procedures of a state bank are, of course, much different than that of American and European-based central bank. For starters, it is not privately owned. For a private bank with undisclosed list of private shareholders like the U.S. Federal Reserve and Bank of England are. Libyan constitutional law establishes the CBL, and it stipulates that it is a central bank, that its central bank contains monetary stability in Libya and promotes sustained growth of its national economy, which is, of course, oil. Libya also holds more bullion, meaning gold, as a proportion of its gross domestic product than any country except Lebanon, according to the London-based World Gold Council using January data for its International Monetary Fund. The value of its gold is based on the March 25th close of $1,429.79 an ounce. Will this gold remain in Libya once Allied forces have taken control of Tripoli, or will it lose or exchange for pallets upon pallets of paper, aka U.S. dollars? So yeah, we got to keep an eye on Libya, because I mean, of course, this is an economic hit. This is nothing short of a bank heist, a military coup. It's a military coup backed by, you know, the globalists. Of course, we're paying for it. We're not going to get nothing back from it. So, I hope you enjoy getting nothing from something. So, yeah. I mean, if that doesn't make you sick, I mean, it's like, first of all, we're fucking with another country that didn't make threats against us. We're stealing their money. You know.
So that we can pump usury into their economy. It sickens me.
And for those of you out there that are not aware, if you think we're going to get some oil out of this, where the fuck is the Iraqi oil that they said that we were going to get? We were supposed to be paying like a dollar at the pump because we took over Iraq, right? Isn't that the promises we heard? Yes.
Don't get shit. You have to pay almost $4 a gallon.
Yeah, damn.
That's late.
Yeah, wait till the summer. Wait till the summer. They're talking about $7 a gallon. You know, it's ridiculous.
I guess I'll get into better shape. I'll be walking a lot more.
Or, you know what? Better yet, I got a scooter. And so far, the scooter is fun. I love my scooter. So, you know, just zip around and, you know. And when the shit hits the fan, get myself in shape and scooter the fuck out of New York City and watch the place fall into the ocean.
You better make sure it's street legal if you don't want them pulling you over.
So stupid that shit is. So, fuck it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This is the Crutch Shot Radio Show. We're going to play this, we're going to play a song by Paris, What Would You Do? So, stay tuned.
You take the blue pill. The story ends.
Scooters are not delicious.
You believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
A new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. Peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things been done?
We have to stand up for truth.
What would you turn away to?
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
If all the things we know, would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it?
I see a message from the government, like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a f*** to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.
What would you do if you,
what would you do?
If all the things we know, would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away?
Now ask yourself, who's the one with the most to gain? On 9/11, motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed, but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September, how these devils do it. Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow waving flags, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass-crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if all the things we know?
Why my records always come the same? Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blingin'. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud, but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the fifth each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What was that symbolism? Nazi, fascist symbolism. You will notice on each side of the presidential podium, two interesting, perhaps 5 foot high symbols on each side of the podium where the president stands. This is what is referred to as a fasci, a bundle of sticks with a hatchet head. Now, what is the importance of a fasci? This is a symbol of Nazi fascism.
This is a symbol of Nazi fascism. Nazi fascism.
Stand tall and strong. Oh, would you turn it all
Welcome back. This is the Cross Shot Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls. That was Paris with his song, What Would You Do for Shizzle? They see.
Liberals, conservatives, black, white.
Oh, hell no. Fuck that motherfucker. Anyways.
Huh.
Yeah. So anyways, as some of you may know, I hate fucking hypocrisy. I guess that's one of my pet peeves. So when I read stories like this, I need to expose it. I need to bring it out there. I need to throw it in the light and show you how fucking ridiculous this government has become. So, Kith, come on.
I'm gonna.
Oh, God, really?
Get better.
What? Really? 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 Okay, well, Hausler just sent me a link, an article. Yeah, disgusting. Anyways, yeah, no, I'll get to that. Fuck it. If I have to go over, I'll go over. What kind of world do we live in that you can be arrested for violating a contract that in and itself is predatory and damn near fraudulent? If at the very most, it's completely fraudulent. Well, that's what happened to Charlie Engel. I don't know if anybody's heard you. The former drug addict turned ultra-marathoner is currently serving a 20-month sentence in a minimum security prison for exaggerating his personal income on two so-called liar's loans, neither of which required additional additional verification. They didn't even verify that this guy was lying on his application, yet they want to throw him in jail for lying to them. Like, how dare you lie to us about how much money you have? Whereas you have Bear Stearns, you have J.P. Morgan, you have Freddie Mac, you have AIG crying for a fucking government bailout and lying about how much money they got in the bank. In fact, all these fucking criminal financial institutions, how you keep them straight? The one where Max Kaiser's trying to crash it out by buying silver. You know what I'm talking about, right? Max Kaiser?
Yeah.
What's the name of that financial institution? They're selling. Anyways, this is financial institution that's selling silver stocks, but they don't have any silver. They don't have any silver, physical silver. So what Max Kaiser is saying is buy physical silver, so that way you crash them out and put them out of business. J.P. Morgan, thank you, Casey. So this guy is in jail. I mean, this guy's in jail for doing exactly what these financial institutions have been doing.
Well, but worse than that, Louie, it's what our government's doing to us. Look at what they're doing with the Ponzi scheme of Social Security. Look at what they're doing for their own wages and health benefits. It's the whole thing has become a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And this let me just jump in here for just a moment.
Yeah.
And then I gotta go to sleep, go to work, all that silly stuff you gotta do every day, or I do anyway. But the point is that honestly, folks, the only place we're going to have success in recovering the freedom that we seek for ourselves in the space we occupy, wherever it's at in this country, is in the local region. If you are living in or around your county government seat, your county courthouses, educate yourself and help somebody who the system has taken illegally. And if you want to know, we've gained standing here. And I'm telling you, as an activist, a lifelong activist, with everything else that this story I'm a part of has associated with it, we are the boots on the ground for the last frontier of activism. And it is our sheriffs, our judges, and our prosecutors. All of them are elected and paid for by us, we the people, the taxpayers. It isn't throwing rocks at the mountain anymore, and we throw rocks at the Illuminati, we throw rocks at the Trilateral Commission, the Bilateral Commission, the PFR, the Washington, D.C., the Democrats, the Republicans, the yada yada. Okay, no. When you can reach out and touch the person who's affecting you with the laws, and I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I just know we're here and we're engaged and we're freestanding and the paperwork's there. There are others across the country who are doing this and there's the success. I just jumped in tonight to make a plug that you can talk about it and you should. You do a great job, Louie and Mike. I appreciate listening to you, even though we don't always agree on everything. Anybody who educates themselves and speaks out is respected in my book, whether I agree with them or not. In the courthouses is where they're screwing us, where they're fleecing us, where they are the ones that order the sheriff and the police around, the prosecutor and the judges. And they're all elected by us. They're the only ones that have the power to touch us. I mean, you know, the Fed, the stories there happen every day, too, but there aren't enough Feds to touch all of us. But there are enough local governments to touch all of us. Thanks, Louie. Thanks, Mike. Good night, all.
All right, good night. Good night.
They, down to the local level, mm-hmm. provide services at the barrel of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it all comes down to. I suggest everybody check out, I've been looking at it recently, and I've been quite interested. It's very interesting stuff. Mark Stevens, he made a book called Adventures in Legal Land, mm-hmm. and he has a radio show every week. But anyway,
Anyways, going along with that, you know, that whole hypocrisy with this, according to the 16th Amendment, taxes required to be paid by business entities that operate and make a profit in the United States. I mean, you agree with that, right, Mike?
According to the 16th Amendment, I suppose, you know.
Yeah. What would you say if I told you General Electric paid no federal income taxes last year?
I wouldn't doubt that, but I haven't heard that.
Oh, well, I mean, that's exactly what happened. It made billions of dollars in profit. We're in an economic slump, and Obama is just talking about corporate tax reform while the rest of us fucking suffer. Again, if I could quote Lou Dobbs, this is a war on the middle class. I mean, it's not the rich that are paying the taxes. It's not the business that are paying the taxes. It's the guys that got the 9-to-5, the guys that are just barely getting by, just like 2 seconds, 2 inches above the poverty line, that are keep holding shit up. And what they do is they take more. They take more. Do more with less. Do more with less. We got to tighten our belts. We all got to tighten our belts. Yeah, Obama takes a vacation. Michelle Obama had a very extravagant birthday party in another country.
Yeah, we get launched in another war. Yeah, we're tightening our belts, huh?
Yeah, do more with less. Do more with less. Take more taxes. Take more taxes. But it's this hypocrisy. You're not gonna go after you don't go after General Electric for not paying billions of dollars, but you put Evan Elaine Brown for not paying taxes, and did they even make $1 million in profit? Yeah, they were supposed to pay taxes because, yeah, they were a business entity. But you put them in jail, but you don't go after a General Electric.
Well, one day nobody's going to have any more taxes, period. We'll take care of this mess.
Yeah, I mean, it's this hypocrisy that I can't fucking stand. I mean, and they go after Wesley Snipes. They put his ass in jail. You know.
But that one guy, I mean, that individual you were talking about, it was because he didn't provide correct information for what? Was it loan sharks or what were you talking about?
Okay, no, he basically lied, saying that he had a source of income that he didn't have in order to be approved for this loan.
And, right, loan. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and this was for, you know, and these were for, like, these, like, little side things that these, you know, those banks, those mortgage firms that they advertise during, you know, daytime television that are, like, subsidiaries of bigger banks and stuff. I mean,
around here, what we have is a bunch of title pawning, and they set up a lot of those set up shop around here. Mm-hmm. And just like these people who give loans at exorbitant interest rates, huge loan sharks are almost on every corner. When you go to the right neighborhoods around here, it's a mess. People will go and you don't give them your title, so that if you don't pay, you sign over your title, you sign something, and if you don't pay on time, they get to take your car.
Wow.
I mean, these people will do that, and you'll catch people doing that for alcohol and all sorts of shit. It is so stupid.
For alcohol?
Some of them will do it for alcohol. And
wow.
Some people will do it to get by, you know, I mean, if they've ran out of money, they've got a starving kid. But, I mean, and they'll take your car. They will. I've known people it's been done to. They will take your car if you don't pay on time. It's called title pawning.
Wow.
Lots of those around here. I mean, if you ever come down, you would be shocked how many of those are set up.
Anyways, how did you celebrate Earth Hour this past Saturday?
I flushed my toilet. I left my lights on.
Wow, really? So did I. I also found a homeless person, and he said he was cold. I was like thinking, you know, I should buy him a blanket, but I said, fuck that. Blankets burn a lot of carbon to make. So I decided to light him on fire and actually help clean the environment by killing whatever germs that were living on him. So, you know, I also, and then I shut off all my lights for an hour and 60 minutes because I'm hardcore like that because Gaia needs blood and Gaia doesn't, you know, Gaia... You know, you can't, Mother Earth, we're a cancer, we're the bad people. I mean, this article written by Henry Macau says that, you know, these global elite, they're making billions off of this fucking new religion. And if we're the problem, why don't they kill themselves?
The problem is I respect Earth, and these people don't. They tell lies like carbon dioxide's gonna hurt Earth. But what these people are doing, what these elite are doing, is what's harming the Earth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, all these wars.
These people.
Yeah, all these wars are not good for the environment. I mean, you're worried about me fucking blowing a fart out my ass and destroying the ozone. What the fuck does a fucking tactical missile do to the environment? Doesn't that freaking pollute the water? Doesn't blood isn't the spilling of blood really bad? I mean, come on.
Call me crazy, but I'm still convinced that what happened in Japan with HARP, but I mean, totally destroying the environment. They didn't do what they could have. They could have cemented those things down if they were really after stopping it. And they're still not doing it. There's still danger.
Yeah.
They're wanting to poison the Earth. They're wanting to poison everybody, have people die of cancer. They don't care about protecting the environment.
No, they never
CO2 do. CO2 is good for the environment. It causes the plants to grow, and by the way,
yeah.
That releases oxygen in the atmosphere, and the O2 breaks down and forms O3, which is ozone.
Well, there you go. I mean, seriously, these fundraisers that are on the streets in New York City, you see them with like a smock with either Children's Fund or Poverty Law Center. That was hilarious. I wish I had my camera for that one. The Southern Poverty Law Center or Planned Parenthood. That one was another hilarious one. But you'll see and it's the same company of fundraisers because they do the same thing for it. They'll have the Greenpeace smock. Like, yeah, would you like to protect the environment? Yeah,
you guys are harming it, so I'm not giving you a dime. How about that?
Yeah, no, I tell them, like, no, I just planted a tree. I was so worried about carbon dioxide that I planted a fucking tree in my backyard. I should be fine.
There you go. Carbon dioxide will cause that thing to grow, and that'll help repair ozone.
Yep.
Did a good thing.
Yeah, and you know how much it cost me? $20 for the fucking tree.
$20?
Yeah.
When we used to go on field trips as kids to the forestry, and they would give us trees free that we go home and we plant.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, yeah. I went to Home Depot. You know, it was like a little... It's a sapling. You buy a sapling, bada bing, bada boom, you put it in there, you got yourself a tree. Fuck it.
Right. Yeah.
Reduce the population, legalize gay marriage. Yeah. You know what, really, when it comes to gay marriage, I don't give a shit. I don't vote.
Care somebody.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't give a shit. It's like, so what? Alright. I want to get married. Alright, then get married then. Who the fuck's stopping you? Oh, no, you want the tax breaks of being married. Oh, so it's all about money. It's not about love. Aha, suck it.
Nobody should have these taxes in the first place, and nobody should have to worry about tax breaks. And I don't know why people go to the state for marriage when they can enter private contracts. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I mean,
seriously, I don't want to get married to a woman because I don't want to fucking sign a contract where if, you know, she decides to suck a black man's cock, I'm going to have to pay her half my shit. So...
If you go, I mean, it's very recent in history that people did legal marriages. People didn't used to do that stuff. They'd go to the church and get it done, and they'd enter a private contract.
Yeah, Hausler says, I live in San Fran. I don't give a shit, whatever. I'm straight, and I'm never getting married. I know better. Seriously, how hard is the straight dating scene in San Fran? I saw this, I'm just going on a side note here. I saw, this mini documentary on how hard it is for straight singles to hook up in San Fran. It's...
That's true. I heard it's only about I think it's like a quarter of the population or something like that that's gay down there.
Yeah, you know, but it's like that town, he's like, it ain't that hard. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying because I saw this thing and they're making it sound like that there's only there's only one straight person for every 30 gays. It's like, it's raining, man. God
damn it.
It's not
that bad. I mean, that's propaganda. It really is, and the elite use these gay people. They use them,
yeah.
In forming these organizations to produce it, and they have them parade around ridiculous. No respectable gay guy would on his own think of going in the street and dressing like a slave. No gay dude would naturally do that.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about? I mean, I've had many homosexual people on this show, and I've always said, look, the one thing I disagree with is the fucking parade you guys got, where, you know, you guys are walking around damn near naked, and you don't see straight people running around butt-ass naked, having straight pride parades. Hell, I mean, I know in the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, the women are damn near naked, but they're not naked. I mean,
they push them to do these ridiculous things. Like I said, these groups that are supposedly for their interest, and they're not. They use them, and
yeah. I mean, look, I'm even for gay people being able to adopt children. I mean, there's a whole bunch of unwanted kids. If a gay couple could friggin' raise one and turn it into a productive member of society, a freedom-loving American, you know, more power to them. God bless, you know, there's too many kids that are abandoned by freaking, you know, straight parents that are fucking irresponsible, and they do the easy thing by freaking throwing them to the state. Why not give them a chance at least having a happy, stable family? And who gives a fuck if they're gay? Seriously. Are you going to molest a kid? No. Boom. Mazel tov. You are now a proud parent.
No. I mean, they put so much paperwork, and it costs so much money to adopt kids who need homes. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know what? You open that up. You open that up for a gay couple, you know. Boom, you know,
take off the money it costs, and I mean,
yeah, but you know what, gay people have a lot of disposable income. I would say it would be better for the system as a whole if we start getting these kids adopted and out of government hands. I would rather children be in a gay person's custody than in the state's custody. Because at least...
Well, first and foremost, I wish they would have stayed with their mothers and they would have got breastfed so their brains could have grown larger, but, I mean, they already lost that.
Yeah, well, you know, but yeah, come on. You know, what's the, you know, in fact, I was going to say lesser of two evils, because, I mean, is it really evil? I know in the Bible it's condemned, so, I mean, fuck it. But, you know, that's on their conscience, not mine.
People cannot force their type of morality and those types of things on other people. But at the same time, people who don't hold those positions need to respect the parents too. If they want to raise them to be a hardcore fundamentalist Baptist Christian, that's their business.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, that's all I got today. I'd like to thank everyone for coming listening today. Come back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. You know, help support the Crouch Out Radio Show by going to crouchoutradioshow.com/store. Help a nigga out. So, yeah, man, I would like to thank Mike, Ida, Casey, Dive Man, Christy, Anon, Hausler, Anon, Russ, Guest for checking out the show. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for checking out the show. This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show, and from my house to your house, mahalo.
For me to